But then you go to, of course, I got Russell on the backfield. You know, he's an elusive quarterback with a good arm. And, you know, of course, the head of the horse is Marshawn, who, you know, kind of makes the whole thing go. So it's a whole, and, you know, then you go to receiver and whatnot. But, I mean, like Russell and Marshawn, if they get it going, it could be a long day. But, you know, we try to slow them down as best as possible, you know, because they're great players. You know, you can't totally stop them, but we can slow them down. And, you know, hopefully we can, you know, start doing what we want to do around here.
It may sound cliche, but is there anything as a defense that you guys can do to elevate play to help Kellen out?
Don't give up that many points. Create turnovers. Score on defense. You know, things we want to do. I mean, it's tough to do with so many great quarterbacks and running backs in this league. And you got the combos of both on teams. Where, you know, it's, like I said, tough to get the turnovers. Like I said, but as a defensive player, and that's kind of what we have to, you know, pride ourselves on and, you know, try to do each and every week. So, you know, we had some, you know, rough weeks previous, and all we do is focus on the next game. And like I said, hopefully start doing what we expect us as a defense to do, you know, stop the run and create turnovers.
A lot of extra pressure on you on the end because of what they like to do outside with the quarterback. I mean, you guys have to be very disciplined on the outside.
We do, but you don't want to let it slow you down and, you know, make you robotic out there. So, I mean, of course, you got to be disciplined on, you know, certain assignments and stuff like that, but don't want to turn into a robot where, you know, you don't affect the game as well. So you definitely want to go out there and do what you normally do, just depending on the scheme of, you know, the play call, you know, be disciplined. And, you know, if it's your turn to take the quarterback, make sure you do that and don't get lackadaisical, well, I guess, with your discipline rule and stuff like that.
You get to play against Lynch twice a year. Do you enjoy that challenge?
You know, we get to see Lynch twice, Frank Gore twice, you know, and they happen to both be in our, of course, our division. So, I mean, it's another challenge. You know, you kind of smile with it. You know what you're going to get with the two. You just got to, I guess, in the best way to put it, get your mind right and, you know, don't let it discourage you. And like I said, they're two great running backs, but especially as this defense, we don't, you know, we're not afraid to take on anyone, of course.
There's a report about Rams talking to Brett Favre. Any thoughts?
Brett Favre is staying retired. I don't see Brett Favre. I mean, coming back and, you know, especially now, you know, we got Kellen and, you know, Brady Quinn and Austin back. I don't see us, you know, for whatever reason, Brett, you know, even thinks about coming back. You know, he hasn't played, what, since 2010, I think it was. So I think he's comfortable. If he's down there in Mississippi, you know, on a boat or something, I'm sure he's comfortable doing what he's doing. He's 44 years old, and I'm sure he's not thinking about football too much right now.